In conjunction with the fishing tournament on the Mississippi River, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources conducted a post-release mortality study. Dave Washburn is the Vice President of Communications for FLW Outdoors, the nation's largest tournament organizer. Washburn says the organization almost never sees die-offs like the one in La Crosse, where over 600 dead fish have been found.
For some reason, the last couple of years in La Crosse, we've had significant die-offs, or what appear to be significant die-offs. And we want to figure out what's going on. And the only difference that we can pinpoint is the extra handling of the fish involved in the studies.
Washburn says the stress induced by the DNR study, coupled with the presence of largemouth bass virus, likely caused many fish to die. He says mortality studies using different methodologies have been conducted in other areas without significant consequences.
I'm not saying that they did anything wrong, but perhaps there's a better way to do it. Perhaps the standard procedures are what's causing the higher mortality, particularly in an area that has largemouth bass virus.
While the La Crosse die-off doesn't impact the fishery, Washburn says FLW Outdoors has offered to work with the DNR to better understand the incident and to prevent it from reoccurring. FLW Outdoors will help fund materials to educate anglers on largemouth bass virus and how to minimize stress to fish. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.